You're listening to SBS News.
On the 24th of August 2001, a small wooden fishing boat, the Palapa 1, began to sink about 140 kilometres north of Christmas Island, off the far north coast of Western Australia, in what's considered international waters. Even though the boat was small, it was carrying 438, mainly Hazara, asylum seekers. They fled Afghanistan, fearing death under the Taliban, paying people smugglers in Indonesia to take them to Australia. On August the 26th, Australia's Rescue Coordination Centre sent a message to all ships in the vicinity of the sinking vessel. 7-year-old Abbas Nazari was on board the sinking boat.
It reached a point where parents were literally praying that were we to die that night, that our bodies be washed up ashore so we could be buried on land. It seemed that our prayers had been answered because we survived that night, and by sheer miracle we hadn't lost one person. And it was on that day in the late afternoon when the Tampa came up over the horizon and we were rescued.
The captain of the Norwegian tanker MV Tampa was Arne Rinnan. He agreed to give assistance to the stricken boat, as was the customary law of the sea. Now 81, he's told SBS he remembers very clearly finding himself at the centre of an international incident.
It was not really a refugee question to start out with. What we was doing was just to rescue people who was in distress at sea.
After Captain Rinnan and his crew had rescued all on board, he received a call from Jakarta advising him to take them to the ferry port of Merak, Indonesia. But five of the asylum seekers visited the captain's bridge, demanding to go to Australia, specifically Christmas Island. Fearing the asylum seekers might jump overboard or riot, the captain agreed to alter course and head for Christmas Island. But the Australian government refused permission for the ship to enter Australia's territorial waters and threatened to prosecute the captain as a people smuggler if it did so. As the captain prepared to cross into Australian territory, Captain Rinnan pleaded for permission to dock at Christmas Island, saying several of the asylum seekers were unconscious and others were suffering dysentery. The Australian government provided medical assistance and food, but not permission to land.
Mexican standoff in the Indian Ocean. SAS board Norwegian tanker, but the captain refuses to leave Australian waters. The government introduces emergency legislation aimed at forcing the ship out.
Prime Minister John Howard vowed that none of the asylum seekers would be allowed to set foot on Australian soil.
We will decide who comes to this country and the circumstances in which they come.
On the 29th of August, Captain Rinnan lost patience with Australian authorities, declared a state of emergency, and entered Australian territorial waters without permission. The ship crossed the maritime boundary, and Australian authorities advised Captain Rinnan he was in what it called flagrant breach of the law. The Australian government dispatched 45 Special Air Service troops to board the ship and prevent it from sailing any closer to Christmas Island. Mr. Howard said at the time, "I believe it is in Australia's national interest that we draw a line on what's becoming an uncontrollable number of illegal arrivals in this country." Within days, the government passed a series of laws known as the Pacific Solution, which meant asylum seekers arriving by boat could be processed offshore. By September 1st, the government had secured agreements for the Tampa asylum seekers to be taken to New Zealand and Nauru to have their claims for refugee status processed there. While 150 were sent to New Zealand, the rest remained on Nauru, some for up to 3 years. Australia's handling of the Tampa affair and the implementation of the Pacific Solution legislation attracted international criticism, which continues today. But the government of the time defended the implementation of its immigration policy, saying it was saving lives by discouraging people from setting sail for Australia in unseaworthy boats. Just 5 weeks after the Tampa crisis, another wooden boat carrying 223 asylum seekers sank off Christmas Island. It was intercepted by the HMAS Adelaide on October 7th, and the Immigration Minister at the time, Philip Ruddock, claimed passengers on board had thrown their children overboard as part of a ploy to be rescued. Even though a Senate inquiry into the incident found no children were at risk, the government's handling of the so-called incident and of the Tampa affair worked in its favour, with the Liberal National Coalition gaining in popularity in opinion polls in the lead-up to a federal election. Mr Howard's government campaigned on tough border protection policies and national security, particularly after the September 11 terror attacks in New York, which followed only weeks after the Tampa affair. Professor Harry Minas was a member of the government's detention advisory group at the time.
The Tampa presented an opportunity. It happened not too long before an election. The government at the time was keen to play hardball on protecting our borders. The Tampa created that opportunity.
In November 2001, the Liberal National Party was re-elected with an increased majority, despite having lagged behind the Labor opposition in opinion polls in the months preceding the Tampa crisis. The policy of boat turnbacks and offshore processing implemented in the wake of the Tampa crisis has remained a feature of Conservative politics since. But it's not a feature welcomed by Professor Minas.
I'm personally ashamed that our country treats asylum seekers in the way that it does.
In May 2002, Captain Renan and his crew were presented with the Nansen Refugee Award, a human rights honour, citing their personal courage and unique commitment to refugee protection for rescuing the 438 asylum seekers on board the Tampa.
Felicity Davey, SBS News.